Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. Everybody, we're in the middle of summer. I am Jay. I'm your friend. You've tuned in to the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, where we talk everything real estate, everything finances, everything trends, economy, savings, retirement. I don't get as detailed as profit and loss statements, but I do get crazy and pumped up. You can get a hold of me directly at 719-330-1457. Every single week we have a unique conversation after I pop my energy drink. Right here on a very warm Saturday in Colorado or wherever you are, I want to welcome you. I come to you from the KRDO studios on 8th Street, but also on your most convenient platform of Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, iHeartMedia, all of your favorite podcast platforms. And I am going to have a guest in here. This is my favorite conversation every month with Bill McAfee, who is the education and founder of Empire Title. He's now retired. Ashley is the president and running things with an iron fist. Bill is the educator and Lucy Goosey as they come. So we're going to go through the Empire Title market statistics for the Pikes Peak MLS. I'm also going to talk about a lot of things in the economy. We are in a very transitional time in our country. Like I stated, I am a licensed loan originator with Churchill Mortgage, been in the industry for 25 years. I used to be the owner of Garvin's Mortgage Group until we partnered with Churchill. We are the exclusive partner with Dave Ramsey, as heard on radio. I believe in debt-free home ownership. It's not fun to own a house until you actually own the house and you've told the mortgage servicer, here is your last payment. It is possible, friends. I would love to earn your business. This is one of the best times to buy real estate right now, especially in Colorado. As the interest rates are higher, the supply and demand has tilted dramatically from the seller, now more towards the buyer. We're just about 3,000 homes in the Colorado Springs area, which is a half a million in the city and about 680,000 in the entire county, the Pikes Peak region, El Paso County with all the municipals. And rates have not plummeted like they have in other cities around the United States, like fancy cities like Austin, Texas, or Naples, Florida. These cities, their prices are off 30 to 40%. And if you just think, okay, if they realized $500,000 top value during COVID and the stretch into 2021, those houses are now below $400,000. There's $100,000 of equity that's disappeared. Bill McAfee and I are going to talk about where the median and average prices are of houses here in Colorado Springs region. It's very, very different from Denver and other parts of the state. So you're going to want to stick around. I would love to help you navigate any purchase or refinance mortgage that you might want to explore. I'm helping several people. Ken Smith, my partner in the local branch here, is helping a couple through a consolidation refinance right now. And just remember, folks, when you buy a house, you marry it, because it's not about timing in the market. It's about the time in the market. And you only date your rate. You always can refinance to a lower amortized and selected interest rate. In fact, I've had several people, Joe and Elaine, if you're listening, they moved into a house when we purchased at 6%. And when they refinance down to the 4% range, I'll help them jump from a 30-year mortgage to a 15-year mortgage. And if you're in your 50s, this is something you want to continue to consider and pursue. One of the reasons why my wife and I own 6, 7, 8 of the 10 homes that we own have no mortgages. And the 9th one has a 15-year mortgage, and the only one that has a 30-year mortgage is our primary residence. And we have consistently for 7 years paid that on a 15-year payment schedule, and we bought the house in 2017. By the time 2027 hits in 10 years, we'll pay off that. And that was a pretty big mortgage to start, $650,000. Joe and Elaine purchased, but when they do a refinance, they're going to go ahead and transition into a 15-year mortgage, exactly like Churchill and Dave Ramsey have led me to do in the two remaining mortgages that I have. The other eight on investment properties were all 15-year mortgages, a couple I did cash, but that's the reason that anybody who pays off their mortgage early can get it done. We bought our house in 2017, and by 2027, even though it was a 30-year VA mortgage, it'll be paid off in 10 years or less, and we started at $650,000. I bought it in the high 4%. And then got it down, of course, like everybody else, to like 2.25% or 3% on my 15-year mortgage. So you can do it, but purchasing now in the market is so important. And it's because of today's show title. So with the drum roll, Matt, today's conversation is titled The Golden Age. I'm going to talk about everything about the current administration. I'm going to talk about the programs of the Orange Man. I'm going to talk about MEGA. I'm going to talk about what's happening on the border, what's happening in the stock market, what's happening on the border, what's happening in energy. And yes, I'll even touch what in the world is happening in Israel, what is happening in Ukraine, what is happening in Taiwan, and all of those things tie to a strong, momentous transition to the golden age of our economy. We have not seen this since 2016 and 17 in President Trump's first term. And the last time I felt it this strong prior was growing up when Ronald Reagan hit his mojo in like 1982 and 83, right during and after the midterm election. So don't go anywhere. We are going to talk about everything interest rates and Jay Powell, everything stock market, where things are investing, where investments are going. We're talking about the blue-collar unemployment level and the employment level going up, the unemployment level going down for the backbone of America, and what this means for real estate, what it means for the Pikes Peak region, and what it means for you. Call me at 719-330-1457. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Feel these pages turning. Yesterday is burning. Now the time for learning. The future has come.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your Home and Mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin.
This segment brought to you by locally owned Rocky Mountain Climate, a family-owned business.
Hey, where's the beat?
Well, thanks so much for sticking with me through that amazing commercial break. If you have not had a chance to go down to Texas Roadhouse, especially on 8th Street, the managing partner down there is John. I really honestly believe that Texas Roadhouse is the only sit-down restaurant that I've went to in the last 3 years that is 100% inflation-proof. You still can get an amazing filet mignon for less than $30. My wife just had one at Cowboy Star up north, which is a great restaurant, but you're going to pay over $60 for a single 8-ounce, and you can get one for less than half price, 60% off at Texas Roadhouse. And I asked my wife, is there a difference between this amazing age Wagyu prime and the one at Texas Roadhouse? And she said she loved the sauce, but basically the steak was the same. So Texas Roadhouse on 8th Street, John Feet is a managing partner there. You can't miss it, folks. But with this today, I just got the hunger pain. That's why I mentioned that. The Golden Age is the conversation of the show today. And what I do want to get into right away, folks, is the prime interest rate, which is tied to the Fed funding interest rate, which is tied to the 10-year treasury rate, which is then tied to the mortgage-backed security, and the mortgage interest rate, which is at 6.85% right now, folks. Someone can say they can get you a 5% rate, but you're going to pay more in closing costs. Discount rate, call it origination, I don't care. Call it a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's reality, and I'm a licensed loan originator in multiple states. And I'll explain this to you. I'll pull the curtain off the magic table like Penn and Teller do and tell you exactly how this stuff is priced. Everybody tries to get the lowest rate, but then in America, we're all financial idiots because we do 30-year mortgages instead of 15-year mortgages, but that's a separate show. And in order to get the economy going, in order to get real estate affordable, because with all the appreciation in the supply and demand, we've got to get the interest rate and the mortgage payments down. And that's so important. It's tied directly to the Fed fund rate. And of course, I'm talking about this because the last week, for what I think is the fourth time this year, yeah, he met Jay Powell and the Federal Reserve Board, met in January 28th. They didn't change the rates. They held them. In March, they met again. They held them. In May, during my birthday month, they met again and they held them. And now, too late, Jerome Powell is an absolute boob.
Oh, no,
there are so many individuals. If you heard any news at all, Donald Trump, even though he has no one else to blame but himself, he chose Jerome Powell back in his first term, and he has been a terrible chairman of the Federal Reserve. Alan Greenspan was so much better. I did not like Janet Yellen either. Really reactive, very slow, always too late. But he's held them again, and I'm going to do some comparisons. If you recall, right before the election last year in 2024, Jerome Powell not only decreased the interest rates, but demanded in doing so three times. He did it in October, a whole half a point. Then in November, right after and during the election as they're being tallied. And then in December, and it had the opposite effect. It had short-term and medium-term interest rates on the 10-year Treasury and the 1-year Treasury actually go up because we still had an inflationary hedge. Now that inflation is down, last year in 2024, inflation was at 3.7%, by mid-year 4.5%, 4.1%. Now inflation in 2025 has been down to 2.8%, 2.4%, 2.3%, even hit 2.1%. And we have to get the economy going because we are a home ownership economy. So how do we get the golden age started? I wanted to start with the most frustrating news because the interest rates, which has absolutely devastated people's credit card payments, absolutely annihilated the mortgage in the real estate market. You can look down to within 15 days of them starting to dramatically jack up the interest rates in 2022 when housing slowed down, interest rates went up, and all of the companies in our industry started to flatten and consolidate. We had, and I'm not afraid to say it, we had over 1,000 team members in Churchill Mortgage in 2020. By 2024, we have less than 500. That's the reality of running a business with a profit and loss. And a transition into the golden age is employment. This is absolutely insane, my friends. The median income for blue-collar factory workers, people making $75,000 or less, just in the first 100 days, 115 days of the Trump administration, real wages are up 1.7%. That never happened in Biden's administration. In fact, real wages decreased 1.7% minus. There's been a 3.5% difference in wages when you look at the comparison of Biden's administration and Trump's. And the only time, literally, since Nixon, that real incomes are up. I mean, even through Reagan, they went up, but not at the levels of 1.7%. Obama had a negative 0.3%, a flat real growth in blue-collar, wage-earning, hourly workers in America. And even George W. Bush, that I was a proponent for, in his 8 years, he had a negative 0.6% growth. So all of Bush, 8 years backwards. Obama, 8 years backwards. Trump fixed it and started it in his first term. Biden annihilated again, and this is a huge what I'm a huge proponent for blue-collar workers. If you're a truck driver out there, if you're a contractor, for the last year I've had my gloves on with you. As mortgage has been slow, I maintain my houses, do projects for single working professional parents, mothers, grandmothers, stuff like that. But number two, my friend, is the golden age has been miraculously corrected, because in 2024, this is just insane numbers. We all know this. Border crossings in May, just May, we're in June, this is the most recent data, over 117,000 illegal undocumented encounters happened at just the southern border. We're not talking about the Canadian border or the shores of California, where people drive up on boats by the group of a dozen, dodge the boat, and then run into Long Beach. May of 2025, that's from 117,000 down to 8,700 encounters. How many people were released into the United States? 62,000, over half of the 117,000 were released into America last year. Zero. Not a single one was released into America this year. And with these foreign-born workforce, undocumented, leaving the workforce, anywhere from 600,000 documented all the way up to 1 million. There's more than 1 million undocumented illegal immigrants that have self-deported. They get a stipend of $1,000, and Homeland Security says, if you leave now and you go onto the app and say, I'm self-deporting, we'll give you $1,000. We verify that. You leave, then you can come back in legally. But if you're caught in America illegally, like all of these criminals they've been rounding up with ICE, Denver is one of the most ridiculous cities that are holding sanctuary for these folks. Let's not even talk about the terrible circumstance in Boulder. This is an economic, business, mortgage, and real estate show, not a political show. But there is over 1 million American jobs that have been filled by native-born Americans. All of the scare tactics from the liberals in America said, oh, as soon as the undocumented illegals leave, there's going to be no one to do our factory work and our agricultural harvesting. And that's just a lie. You might believe that in Colorado. You go to the Midwest, to Wisconsin and stuff, there's a huge trade population. I come from a family of plumbers, librarians, teachers, truck drivers, and if you're listening, you're the individual that I'm serving out there. But just fixing employment, over 60,000 government jobs eliminated and over 600,000 new factory jobs created, over $4 trillion, folks. $4 trillion in private investment from foreign countries like Qatar, like Japan, like Canada, like Britain, like Taiwan with NVIDIA. You just have to look. Over $4 trillion, over $1 trillion just from Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and Qatar. But there's still a lot of unanswered things economically. This investment, I mean, if you look at $35, $36 trillion of debt, $4 trillion of that is one-eighth, one-ninth of our entire debt of investment coming in. And that's why it's so important. My end state conversation today, after we dive deep into real estate, is how are you going to prepare and what are the bottom lines up front? And the bottom line up front is that there are over 10 unanswered questions, starting with inflation, which that has shown very clearly to be trending down from the mid threes, high threes, and 4% in Biden, where it is now solid between 2.4, 2.3, 2.1, depending on what month you look at it. And then for me, the biggest thing, Senator Thune still says this huge one big beautiful bill, which is a continuation of the tax cuts that were put into place in 2017 or 2018 in Trump's first administration, 2017, I believe. That's huge. If those tax cuts are not continued, as a business owner and a private citizen, I don't think we'll ever see the golden age. But I am banking on the fact, not only that it will be voted on, I believe, as promised, it will be on the president's desk and signed by Independence Day, so we can have full momentum and celebration as we move into the 250th anniversary celebration of this great nation. But then also, there has to be something with the stalled Ukraine conflict. that the president is addressing straight on from a business, stock market, and a humanitarian role that just needs to be done. The jobs report is absolutely huge. The China-Taiwan simmering, China talks with trade with Canada, and the biggest, what is the end result on tariffs? Those things need to come into focus before we go into the golden age. I'm going to talk about real estate with Bill McAfee, the economic update, and more conversation about the economy, where we're going, and the coming golden age right after these messages. Call me at 719-330-1457, especially for you in your golden years that have questions about a reverse mortgage. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
And the future has come.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back. Now here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse. Legendary food, legendary service. Located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Housekeeping? Housekeeping.
Thanks for sticking with the most important segment in this radio show. Talking about the golden age today is the real estate in Pikes Peak region. We are a home ownership economy. It's driven. 65% of Americans own. And I have Bill McAfee in the studio, and he knows what's going on with the Pikes Peak MLS, my friend. How are you doing?
You know, I am doing really good. Just got back from vacation, hung around with a bunch of lemurs, and it was a lot of fun. If anyone wants pictures, I'll sure send them to you.
Yeah.
I'll even sign them for a small charge.
Yeah, exactly. Put them on your wall. Start a new dartboard in the back of your
exactly.
bar.
Exactly.
So it's really a tale of two quarters.
Yeah.
The first quarter, and now going through seeing the numbers for May, and now getting into June, there's a dramatic change. Share that with us, Bill.
Like, I don't typically look at month to month. In other words, just compare, like, January of this year to January of last year. But I do start to look at it when we start to see some trends in the short term. I like running averages because that takes the highs and the lows out. But what we saw in January, February, and March, in that first quarter of this year, prices were going up. Excuse me, both average and median. I mean, they were going up.
Yeah, above 4%.
Yeah, and then you hit April and May.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, there was a big turn when you compare April of last year to this year and May of this year to last year. Some went negative by some sizable numbers. Some were zero. So I'll get you detail on that. But that's amazing to me that we're seeing that. So another thing I want to start by talking about, we now have 3,671 listings. Jay, the last time we had that many was 2014.
That's we are literally time. More than 10 years. And it's the magic number. On a running average, there's now more than 3,000
yep.
houses in inventory. And that is really exciting for me. It's exciting for home buyers. It's exciting for a balanced market.
Yep.
What else do you see,
well,
Bill?
Well, typically in our market, historically, it's 3,500 to 4,500 homes is where that's at. So we're still technically not really back into those historic norms. But, man, it is climbing. Another just quick side note to that, Jay. Because of the laws in the state of Colorado being very landlord unfriendly,
yes.
I'm seeing a lot of people take their residential homes that they're using for rentals, and they're pulling them from Colorado and moving to other states.
Yeah, they are, and I've seen 1031 exchange,
yes.
which is the term for that.
Yep.
And if you are a investment property owner, call me immediately at 719-330-1457, because, Bill, the inventory of single-family homes that are available rentals are going down dramatically, because when they sell these, there's yep. not new investors buying them.
No, it's they'll be
they're
sold
owner
single
occupied.
Family. Yeah, absolutely. You know, sales were 1,166. We are seeing
1,166.
That
sales,
was for
and
May.
That was still up from 5% last
yes,
year.
Yes, it is. But the interesting thing, looking at the long-term running average, we had really from that spring of 22 when the rates just blew through the roof.
Yep.
You just saw sales drop and drop and drop, and we
dramatically.
Finally, rounded that corner. In the last 6 or 8 months, on a running average, sales are starting to come back up. And so, and I can tell you, we still have a shortage of single-family homes. And I'll tell you where the big shortage is 750 and up.
Yeah, 750 and up.
Wild.
And anything, literally, that is west of, say, Union or Academy,
mm-hmm.
there's just far less inventory. All this inventory that we think is here is actually here, but it's all east of Powers.
Yeah. The one thing, Jay, I have one stat. I always talk about this every month. People probably get sick of hearing me talk about it, which I can't believe that because my voice is very harmonious. So
I get excited and soothed just being in the same studio with
that
you.
Made me excited that you said that.
Oh, wow. No.
So, anyway.
Matt, we need a minute. You're off mic. Okay. So, get back on topic.
So, months of inventory, and this formula, to make it super simple, is how long would it take to sell everything in the MLS if we didn't add anything in?
Okay.
And just to give you an example, in the summers of 21 and early 22, we got down to 9 days.
Every single available house would be gone from the multiple listing system
in 9 days.
NMLS in 9 days.
And just to give some historic data on that, on a running average, back in, which I call it the Great Recession, which was 2008, 2007,
yep.
We damn near had 9 months of inventory.
9 months, if not one more house
yep.
came on.
Yes, nine months.
Months of 30-day cycle.
Yes.
To
yes.
get rid of all that inventory,
yes.
and it went down to literally
nine days. It dropped tenfold.
And where are we now, my friend?
Well, we're at 3.74.
So 3.7 months of inventory, about 100 plus days.
And the last time we've seen that, again, is back to 2015. So this is the first time we've seen that kind of inventory.
Yeah, and
so,
that's exciting. If you want to be an investor, if you want to be a homeowner, that's really exciting news because I tell people it's not about timing the market. It's about buying real estate and the time in the market, but now you can get in.
And if you're looking for, like, one thing I 100% agree, if you're buying it as your primary residence, you're going to be there 10 years or more. I don't care what the interest rates are. If you can afford it, there's never a bad time to buy a home. I mean,
absolutely.
If you look historically, if you're an investor, different game.
Yeah.
But if you're buying that to live in there as a primary residence, 6.8, I think, is somewhere where the rates are right now,
exactly.
around there. And the funny thing is, for people out there in radio land, honestly, 8% is not a bad rate if you look over since 1971. So I know that sounds crazy because we went through this thing, in the early 2000s, but in their 20s.
We're paying for it through national debt and all of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you have the pluses and the minuses. And what do you have next?
So on that inventory level, 4.5 to 5.5 is normal. So we're still not even back. I know people are going to think I'm crazy. It is still a seller's market. It's just not the seller's market that it was during that run all the way from
2019 to 2020, where it was just out of control. And
absolutely.
All markets, are not created equal. I mean, it's not a good time to own in Naples, Florida.
No.
It's not a good time to own in Austin, Texas.
I was talking to a guy yesterday has a condo in, not Naples, what's the really nice place out there?
Anyway. In Marco Island?
No, it's,
North or south?
Center.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway, it's, that's what I get for, being this old.
Yes.
But anyway, he said that thing, his homeowner's insurance on that thing is $7,500, and he said it's only about a $750,000
house.
And I'm reading in Florida that for the condos, it's so dang expensive. People just can't afford it. So they're selling them.
Yeah, they're selling them because the homeowner's insurance and the HOA has went from $600 to $2,600.
You look in our own city, look at your property tax increases, look at your insurance increases.
Yep.
And HOAs,
and
when you look
so
at all
important.
That.
And if you have an insurance question, you call me. We've got the best agent in Rick Gillett, 719-330-1457. Call me. We can cut your insurance payment locally in half.
Cool. A bright spot, Jay, that I want to share with our radio listeners, the $750 up to $1 million and the $1 million and above.
The luxury home buying market.
That market is still on fire. And I'm telling you, when we look at this, we have seven and a half months, in the $1 million plus.
Of inventory.
That's normally 18.
Oh, at least. It was as high as 36.
Oh, yeah. But a normal across
the
period would be
18. Months, and we're less than half of that,
absolutely.
Almost a third.
And when you look at that $750 up to $1 million, normally that's about 12 months. We're at 5.55. So we're still about half of what it is. So what I'm telling everybody out there, if you're in those price ranges and your house is decent, you're going to have some good luck when you go to sell it.
Yeah. Okay? And that's important, folks. So okay. In the last 2 minutes here, my friend, perfect. Tell me, read the tea leaves, where are we going? What do you think for this next quarter?
Here's what I'm just absolutely going to say. When we look at the prices compared like January of this year to January of last year, February.
It was a 7% increase.
And the prices just, it was crazy through that first 3 months, January, February, and March. But then go to look at that second quarter. We've got right now, we've got April and May. Well, the average was up but on for April and May, 0.94. Look at that. Median, zero. And comparing May, average was only up 1.66, and median was down 1.8.
Yeah, we have not seen a negative in over a year and a half, and it was just 1 month.
Yes, it's been. This is especially where the first part of the year charged. We're starting to see prices definitely hit the brakes here a little bit.
Yeah. So in the last 30 seconds, my friend, I don't see any spring or summer rush at all. What do you predict for June and July, my friend?
I was speaking to a builder yesterday. Here's what I see, very much similar to what we're seeing. They didn't take the short-term rates down. They might do it. They might not. You got too much unrest going on right now. They're still doing all the negotiating on the and everything. So we're going to see very much where we're at right now. Prices not increasing much, pretty flat. And that's I believe we'll see that through the end of the year.
I think so, especially through July. So, Bill, thanks a lot for coming in. All of the rest of you, stay tuned. I'm going to wrap things up with the Golden Age and what you can expect coming in the remainder of the second quarter and beyond. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show.
It's been a long, I wish I could come out there where you are, baby. A long time coming, but I know, look at here, a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your home and mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pump you up.
Wrap it up, I take it. Wrap it up, I take it.
Well, thanks for sticking with me here, Jay Garvin. Summing up the conversation between the Pikes Peak Regional Real Estate Update and the Golden Age where we sit. The bottom line is with the economy and the 10 different factors ranging from inflation, the conflict in Iran, the big beautiful bill, the Ukraine-Russian war, the jobs report, the China-Taiwan rumblings, and all of the trade deals between the EU, between Canada, between China, and everybody else wrapped up in the overall approach to tariffs is just to hold tight. If you don't agree what the administration and Donald Trump and his presidency is doing right now, you're never going to agree with it. Those of us that do businessmen with eliminating bureaucracy, getting through the one big beautiful bill, with all of its warts, continuing these tax rates is absolutely crucial. Not a single Democrat, not any House of Representatives from Colorado. You can be guaranteed that neither senator will vote for it either, which means every single Democrat on record so far in the House of Representatives, I expect no different in the Senate, will vote against the continuation of this tax return. That is absolutely vital. If the Republicans don't get that done, they don't deserve to win the midterm election. But when they do get that done, because I'm a believer of it, from an economic standpoint, that it's going to be one of the most dramatic midterm elections where the party in power in the executive branch gains seats in the Senate and in the House of Representatives. But if you're talking about real estate, where Bill and I spoke, that the first quarter of this year, the median and average price in the Pikes Peak region was more than 4% increase, where just in the second quarter alone, in April and May, that's down to less than 1%, where we had negative growth in the median price of a house here in Colorado Springs in May, and I don't see any explosion of summer buying in June. So for you out there, this is the time to buy in June and July. There's no crowd out there. We have the largest inventory in over 12 years. 11 and a half years since 2013 and 2014, where we have over 3,300 houses on the market. And Colorado Springs is a great place to invest, and you can get a good house in the 400s, an acceptable house in the 300s, and an amazing house in a half a million. You just have to do the math. And I want to help you with your mortgage through Churchill Mortgage on your pre-qualification. Licensed loan originator, been in front of this microphone 11 years, 12 now helping you. Call me at 719-330-1457. I believe that the Fed and the Federal Reserve, Jay Powell and the Reserve, in September and October will cut the rates, and that means by fourth quarter, we're going to see some activity. So you've got the rest of the second quarter into the fall to get into this market before we're going to see a substantial increase in house values. And next week, I'm going to talk about real estate realities. It's not the same reality in Denver. Thank God you're not in real estate investment or primary ownership in Naples, Florida, where Colorado Springs is still up 1 or 2% in the last quarter, 4% on the year. I believe we'll be flat by the end of the year. Places like Naples, Florida, and Austin, Texas are off 30 to 40%. So call me at 719-330-1457 because I will help you go through that. One of the biggest things that I wanted to finish on here is what Bill McAfee said. With the golden age, I'm telling you, energy prices are coming down and they're going to continue to come down. The price of eggs are down over 60%, and it's silly, but they're going to continue to come down. You have over a 1.7% real wage increase. So far, in the first 100 days, you're going to see the largest increase since the 1960s for you, a real native-born legal immigrant in the last 60 years by the end of this administration, and that's what's referred to as a golden age. It's always a good time to buy real estate if it is the property that you live in. It's a matter of buying that primary residence with a balanced budget. But if you have to stretch, if you have to purchase, I'm not talking to the investment property owners now, I'm talking about those individuals that want to buy an investment property, you can hold off a little bit. You, primary residence, right now is the time to buy it because it's your time in the market. And 5 years from now, a half a million dollar house in Colorado Springs will be a $600,000 house. You will see almost a 20% increase or 5% a year, period, because of the way our metropolitan area is growing. You cannot say the same thing for Denver, but that's the biggest takeaways. Like I state at the end of every show, folks, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them. Pray to God that He would deliver your passion, your purpose, and your calling in life, because that's what I've been introduced to you through the radio, a group of people that I would serve in my passion no matter what. So call me at 719-330-1457 for your next purchase or refinance transaction. If you want to sit down and do some budget planning that I've been doing with people to set a monthly budget, or to free up some of your cash if you are 62 years or older, a reverse mortgage is a very strong option for you to consider. 719-330-1457. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.